When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Mickey Rooney. And now we bring you a man who does a broadcast with a fishing rod over his shoulder and a can of worms in his hip pocket, Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, you're all wrong there, Ken. It's Huckleberry Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
You ought to know I can't do any fishing until spring, and besides, the worms are in the Philco freezer. And now let's see, what have we here? Oh, yes, we got something from Walt Disney's production, Song of the South. Picture based on the famous Uncle Remus stories by Joel Chandler Harris. If Brer Robert, Brer Fox, Brer Bar, and all the other creatures which comprise the vocal group for this number will only gather around, we shall sashay through zip-fiddy-doo-dah.
Zip-fiddy-doo-dah, zip-fiddy-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Like that? Yeah, that reminds me, everything's satisfactory with that new Philco portable you gave me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's a marvelous set.
Sure is, Cop, but I tell you, I think the Philco people, they missed a great bet with that set.
Why, Bing, what do you mean?
Well, if they're making a portable radio, why don't they make one with legs so it can follow you around like a dog or a tout or something?
But, Bing, no, the Philco portable is light and compact. It's no bother to carry around.
Oh, but one with legs would be better. All you'd have to do is whistle and come running. And...
Well, people are running to their Philco dealers for portables.
Oh, didn't we work that in cleverly?
You did? They don't need any of your suggestions for improvements, Bing. Why, this winter from Lake Placid to Miami and from Palm Springs to Moose Jaw, folks who want to catch their favorite programs when they're outdoors are going for this set in a big way.
You're right, Ken. I see more of them around nowadays than briefcases.
Yeah, Bing.
Really, I do.
Whether you're lolling around on the beach at Waikiki or ice skating on a pond in Michigan, you can always tune in your favorite radio show.
Oh, you've got to have a Philco portable along when you go ice skating. Great for breaking the fall.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't be without it.
Well, I can sure take it, Bing.
Got to have it.
That new Philco portable pulls in more stations and tunes them 2 to 5 times sharper. Uses the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie. And remember, it's a Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
Doing a tune now that I did for Decca a while back. This disc featured some fine guitar work by Les Paul, but Les is on the lam just now. He's touring the provinces. So we'll use Skitch Henderson in this version.
Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. I got to get me somebody to love. I got to find one who's kind and not contrary. One who rides by my side and in love. I got my horse, I got a silver saddle. Oh, but there's one thing I keep thinking of. Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. I got to get me somebody to love. See how that moon shines so bright up above. I got to get me somebody to love.
Thank you, Skitch. The Mighty Charioteers now bring us a bright spiritual thing called Good News.
Oh, well, good news.
Good news, chariots coming. Good news, chariots coming.
Sweet news,
chariots coming. I never want to be behind.
My limpid lids flutter as a lovely vision appears on the opposite side of this very mic. I'm quite sure it's Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi, Bing. Is that you around there?
Yeah, is that you, Peg?
Mm-hmm.
What's you going to sing for us?
What more can a woman do?
Oh, yes. You and Dave Barber did a nice job of writing there, Peggy, on that song. And as usual, I'm sure we can expect a lovely rendition by you as well.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Well, I don't know what more a man could ask for, do I?
If he told me that I should steal, I guess I would, the way I feel. For this is one thing I know is real. What more can a woman do? And if he told me that I should lie, I guess at least I'd have to try. 'Cause it's for him I live or die. What more can a woman do? Just another story of Jim or Bill or Joe. But when you really love your man, you've got to let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? What more can a woman do?
Love it, Peggy. Loved every measure of it.
Fine, thank you. Now, in my very best Western gall and in my Levi's and with assorted cow gals and ranch hens, we'd like to sing Gal and Calico.
Met a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday bowl till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her? When I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gown. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-eye, hippee-o, my little gal in Calico.
You can have your gal dressed in silk and satin, those who drape their shape and break their sheet. Take your city gals, her bow around her hat, and think and they look swell and double team. When they're at the table, we're not able to imagine how they look.
I'm just a country boy, and any country boy knows a fancy cover doesn't make a fancy book.
Knows a fancy cover doesn't make a book.
I'll take my gal in Calico,
Calico,
down in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, Santa Fe.
Yes, I'd better let her know that I feel this way. Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree. I'm gonna quit the rodeo.
Rodeo.
Gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico.
Calico.
Or a wedding gown. Then will I send her in? Yippee-eye, yippee-o. My little gal in Calico.
Yippee-eye, yippee-o. Little gal,
shall we? Yippee, tie, 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 oh.
Say, Bing, can I see you a minute?
Why, sure. Well, Mickey Rooney. Glad to see you, Mickey, but I wasn't expecting you yet.
Well, I've been standing over there waving at you for 15 minutes.
I know, but I wanted to make an announcement before you came on.
Oh, I see. You wanted to give me a build-up, huh?
Certainly.
Well, go ahead. It's never too late to say a few words about me.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present our guest for this evening. A man who's made you laugh. A man who's made you cry. Men admire his manliness. Women admire his charm.
one of the great entertainers of all time.
Thank you, sir. Oh, pardon me, Mickey. I'm reading Al Jolson's introduction. He's our guest next week. I must have picked up the wrong script. I'm sorry, Eulogy. Forgive me,
I hope. That's okay, Bing. It's all right. It was great while it lasted.
You enjoyed it.
Anyhow, I have important business to talk over with you.
Oh, business can wait, Mick.
This can't. It's vital and imperative.
Why this ominous tone?
Well, Bing, you're in big trouble.
What trouble?
It's your songs. You need new songs, Bing.
I do. Are there such things as that?
Yes, and I know just the fellow to write them for you.
Who's that?
Yen or Yikum is the band.
Just a minute. What is Yen or Yikum?
Mickey Rooney spelled backwards.
Oh. That's your pen name?
My nom de plume.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, I appreciate your gesture, but I've been doing tunes by Jerome Kern and Birkin Van Heusen, Harry Warren, Johnny Mercer, Charlie LeVere,
yes,
Irving
men.
Berlin,
good
Cole
men.
Porter.
Good men all. Good men all. But they don't have the Rooney flavor, the touch.
They don't have it, huh? Those boys haven't got it, huh?
Nope.
Well, I knew you dabbled in songwriting, Mick, but I thought it was just a pastime. Perhaps you'd better break your tunes in on Hobby Lobby or Inner Sanctum.
Take them over there. Look, Pops.
Right.
Thing. My tunes are great. Honest, they're sensational.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever written a song that went?
They all went.
Yeah.
You beat me to the punch there.
You're lucky you didn't go with him. It's a tough act, Mick.
Very tough.
Difficult. I think you'd best forget it.
Oh, but I can't forget it, Bang. I must have a career.
What about your movie career? You're doing pretty good there, aren't you?
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret, Bang.
What's that?
I'm about washed up in pictures.
You mean they're about ready to throw you to Leo the Lion out there? Overseas?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And, well, can't you see, Bang, I'm too young to die. You gotta help me. Look, I'm desperate, and I know you'd never turn a fellow actor down. I hate to carry on this way.
Sensational performance. I never saw you better. But it's still no soap on your songs. Can't handle it.
But Bing, think. We've been friends for years. We have so much in common. And
true, Mickey.
Yeah? Well, we both play the drums.
Yes, but you play drums better than I ever did.
We both like racehorses.
Yeah, but your horses run faster than mine ever could.
We're both fathers.
Yes, but I think I cut you a little there. So. Tell me, how is your little son?
My little son?
Yeah.
He's a big boy now.
Is that so?
Sure. He's so big, I'm having his old clothes cut down to fit me.
Nice arrangement. That's a good deal.
But look, how about my song?
No, some other time, Mickey, really.
But you can't do it. You can't do this to me. You can't turn me out into the cold and snow like this.
What do you mean, cold and snow?
I'm going to Sun Valley tomorrow. come on, Bing. Be a sport. Huh?
Oh, Mickey, you don't need songwriting. You're doing all right without it.
Doing all right.
Sure.
Bing, do you realize that dextrose maltose is now 72 cents a can?
What's pablum?
And look, I'm not paying off the tidy-dighty baby laundry with old A coupons.
That's absolutely. Oh, Master Rooney, the burning rays of your salesmanship have melted my icy exterior. If you've got a song I like, I shall sing it.
Bing, I don't know. I could kiss you for this.
Oh, it's no go. Deal is off. Let me hear some of your titles. What are some of the songs you've composed?
Well, let's see. You'll love these here. I've got a few in the portfolio here.
Just happen to have them with you, huh?
I just happen to have a copy. Let's see. There's Mona from Pomona.
Nice.
Long Beach Longings.
Yes.
My Heart Rings in Palm Springs.
Novelty tune.
Novelty
tune.
Ventura Vera.
Yes.
Here's one you like. Cucamonga Cuddles.
Love it.
This is the Flash tune coming up.
What?
This is the Stan Kenton Flash tune.
What is it?
San Diego Sue.
Wait a minute. Haven't you got any out-of-state tunes?
Sure, but I thought I'd start with California and work east.
Well, don't stop at every town. This is only a half-hour show.
Wait, here's another one.
What are they?
You'll be waiting around all of your life if you wait around for me.
Lovely sentiment.
Yes.
Lovely.
Here's My Tumbleweed Girl, Won't You Roll Home to Me?
Lively. Lively.
Clutch Me Close.
That's a gripping number, isn't it?
Sweethearts of the Smog.
That's local. Very local. What else you got?
Here's a tender thing.
Let me hear it.
Put down that axe and kiss me, Max.
Oh, please do.
utterly plaintive.
And Miami Moon, find Chloe for me.
Well, so long, Mick. I'll see you.
So long. Wait a minute. Do you mean you don't like him?
Let's put it this way. Let's say that you're much more enthused over them than I am.
Wait a minute, Mick. Don't go. Here's one more. Take a look at this.
What is this? Oh, until the next time.
Until the next time.
How's it go, Mick?
I'll never fall in love until the next time. I'll never fall again and break my heart. Wait a minute. I'll sit down. I'll give you an idea how the melody goes. I'll never fall in love until the next time. I'll never fall again and break my heart.
Let's see.
That's right.
I'll never fall in love until the next time.
Don't worry. You'll get it.
You think I'll get it, huh?
Yeah.
You got to take this to Bobby Breen or somebody in your age group?
No, please, you can
Baby Rosemary. Oh, hand me the lyrics.
All right, yeah. But remember, before you sing it, would you concentrate now? Give it, smile, some feeling.
Yes.
Sing it like you've never sung it before.
Don't worry, Coach. I'll come through for you.
I'll never fall in love until the next time.
Straight as a string.
I'll never fall again and break my heart.
This may start a whole trend.
You're living it.
Until the next time, I'll dry these tear-stained eyes. 'Cause maybe someday you realize.
I'm rewriting it a little for you.
Right on nicely, though.
I'll never fall in love until the next time.
Tell it, Pops.
And you will never, ever know how true I feel.
Tenderly.
It's reminiscent a little, but if you never fall in love.
That's right.
Until the next time, I'd break my heart again to hope it's me.
I'd like you to show that to Sinatra someday.
Yeah, you were great. Never better.
Those are harsh words, Michael, but I really do like your tune.
Well, someday I hope I may do the same for you.
Oh, just forget about it, Mickey. Peggy Lee now returns, and I hope to join her in a song called It's a Good Day.
Well, hi, Peg.
Hi, Mickey.
Say, Peggy, you got a minute? Look, I've got a little tune here I'd like to talk
Please,
about.
Please, Mickey. Just... We've got to do a little work here.
Oh.
Shall we take off, Peg?
Sorry.
You pardon me?
And it's a good day for moving along.
Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong?
A good day from morning to night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes.
And it's a good day for losing the blues.
Everything to gain and nothing to lose.
It's a good day from morning to night. I said to the sun, good morning. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you've got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away the pills. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
It's a good day for curing your ills.
And it's a good day for paying your bills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills.
'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
That was really fine. Say, Bing, can I talk to you about something? I just got
now,
a flash.
Mickey,
I got
just
an idea
a minute.
For a song.
We must be attentive. The Philco man has a commercial glint in his eye, and we must be as quiet as a mouse backing into a powder puff.
Just a small...
This week starts us off on a new year of radio listening pleasure, and I'm not just spouting words. You're going to get a new kick out of radio in 1947, because all the great new electronic improvements from the Philco laboratories are coming your way. Not that you're particularly interested in gadgets or engineering double talk, you'll find that your new Philco puts you right down in front at the big comedy programs. The great symphony orchestras will sound richer and more brilliant on the new Philco radio phonograph. And there'll be more zip to the tunes from the main bands when you're listening on Philco's famous 1201. Yes, and wherever you go on your vacation, you can take your favorite radio programs with you, even on trains and planes, with Philco's sensational new portable.
But listen, Bing, this could be the old man river of our time.
Yeah, but listen, Mickey, you're interrupting the commercial here.
Oh. Golly, now I won't get paid. Huh?
Well, I'll see if I can get you an old tube or two. Go ahead, Ken.
Maybe you haven't had a chance to hear the new Philco radios and radio phonographs yet, but when you do, you'll realize why Philco engineers say these new Philcos are 10 years ahead of your pre-war radio. And they're the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader, famous for quality the world over.
A new Gershwin tune some weeks ago. I believe it could stand a repeat this week. For you, for me, forevermore. It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see, we found by finding each other the love we waited for. I'm yours, you're mine, and in our hearts the happy ending starts. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store for you, for me, for.
Before the proceedings for this evening come to a halt, I'd like to thank Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer producers of Till the Clouds Roll By for Mickey Rooney's appearance tonight. Taking a quick gander into my crystal ball, I see that Al Jolson, the world's greatest entertainer, will be our guest next week.
Gee, Bing, do you think you could get Al Jolson to do one of my songs?
Well, I don't know, Mickey, but I'll mention it to him.
Casually or emphatically?
Oh, I'll give him a real pitch.
My pal.
Okay, boy. Glad to do it. Anytime. Good night, folks.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune into Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson. And for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.